Well, it is a big day for Senator-elect Jason Perillo. He will be sworn in this afternoon following a special election win this week. He will now be representing the 21st District in the state Senate, which covers Shelton, parts of Monroe, Stratford, and Seymour, which is filling the shoes of former state Senator Kevin Kelly. And Mr. Perillo is here fresh off of his win. And I hope you caught up on a little bit of sleep there, Senator-elect. Very glad to have you back on the show. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. You sound well rested. That's good. That's very
good. I'm good. I'm good. We're back at it.
Back at it. First of all, can I just go to the very confusing question that I've gotten from so many people, which is, okay, so he was a state rep. Now he's going to be a state senator. What happens to your state rep seat?
Well, we do this all over again. So, so what happens is I head to Hartford today. I will resign my seat as a state representative. And then shortly thereafter be sworn in as a state senator. But once I resign my House seat, that's the clock starts ticking, because then we'll have another special election to fill the 113th House district in Shelton.
Okay.
So we'll be doing this all over again.
Excellent. Love that. Now, do you think they're going to fill that seat before the end of the legislative session?
Yes. Well, they have to. There's a timeline. And I'd have to do the math, but we're probably looking at a late April election, somewhere in there. I know that, you know, Easter sort of sits in there. I think Easter's the 20th. So, you know, whether it's right after that or they want to wait a week, I'm not sure. But yeah, it'll be by May, at the beginning of May, we'll have another state representative from the 113th.
Okay. And Senator-elect, let's talk about also, you know, huge shoes that you're filling, certainly, and I know we've talked about it a lot. What would you say, just to remind folks, what are some of your biggest things you're going to be focusing on now serving in the 21st District in this state Senate seat?
Well, I mean, honestly, right now, what's actually most timely in my mind is affordable housing and state statutes related to it. You know, I was at a public hearing Wednesday night in Stratford about a very significant apartment complex that's proposed in the Orinoke area, you know, utilizing the affordable housing statutes that exist right now in Connecticut. And I've said this in the past, you know, and the developer weaponizing those statutes to basically force feed a major large scale project down the throats of the neighbors, down the throats of the planning zoning or the zoning commission. And that's not what the intent of the affordable housing statutes was originally. And quite honestly, the affordable housing statutes don't really create much affordable housing. And all they do is they just give developers an opportunity to create large-scale projects when the neighbors don't want them and the town doesn't even want them. So that's really sort of front and center for me right now. But I'll be honest, it is an uphill battle. You know, quite honestly, you know, Democrats in the legislature really like those statutes and they feel as though they work, and you know, the numbers just don't prove that out. And at the end of the day, what it ends up being is just really unfair to residents in the neighborhood. So that's front and center for me at this moment right now.
Can I ask you, Senator-elect, you know, I'm curious how you're feel like, do you feel apprehensive at all? I mean, you served in the state house for 18 years. I mean, it's at the almost two decades you've been a state rep for Shelton. Like, is that going to be strange for you to now go to the state Senate? How are you sort of feel like? Are you going to get emotional at all today?
First things, please stop calling me Senator-elect. It's creeping me out.
Well, I'm sorry. Listen,
Jason,
I have to.
Jason,
that's my job.
Great.
No, I can't. I literally can't. My boss will get mad at me. I literally can't. I can't. And if I get fired, then I have to blame you for that, Senator-elect.
Oh, then you
I'm
going
to keep
me.
Saying it. Okay. Now I'm going to say Senator-elect just to make you uncomfortable. And no, I'm just kidding.
Just to tick me off.
Mr. Perillo. That's the only other way I could go. I'm so sorry. I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, to answer your question, actually, yeah. I mean, it's bittersweet. Yeah, I was actually thinking about it last night. I was writing my, you know, resignation letter, and I did actually get a little emotional because
yeah.
I've got a lot of friends in the house, and not just members, and honestly, the staff. You know, the members I see all the time. You know, the staff I will still encounter, but I'm just not going to spend, you know, the depth of time with them. You know, late nights working on legislation. You know, it's kind of sad. I'm not going to lie.
Right? I don't know. I was thinking about this, and I know that no one's really talked about it in the news, but to me, this is a – I don't know. I think it's – I just – I remember leaving my longtime television station as an anchor reporter up in Burlington, Vermont, and I spent almost a decade there. And there was just something very emotional about kind of closing that chapter. Exactly what you said. You've got your family, you've got your, you know, I don't know, you have your digs there, and now you're starting this new chapter. You're kind of like small fish, big pond. It's a big deal, I think.
Yeah, I'm not really stressed out about, you know, changing to a new chamber and, you know, serving with new legislators. You know, that's, you know, it's same church, different pew. That doesn't faze me. But, you know, the changing of some relationships, like I said, largely with the staff, is going to be, you know, a tough one. But the Senate Republican staff is outstanding. A lot of the, you know, honestly, a lot of Senate Democrats have already reached out to congratulate me, and you know, they're looking forward to working with me, and I'm looking forward to working with them. So everything comes out in the wash, but there'll be a little transition.
Yeah, certainly. Well, I can't, so you don't want me calling you Senator Elect, almost Senator Perillo. I want to thank you so much. Good luck in this endeavor today, and I know I look forward to continuing working with you here on WICC, especially during the legislative session. Thank you.
You got it, Melissa.